Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up at 9, Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday. And this is Chuck from New Hampshire, where we will be 1 week from tomorrow for the snow show at Loon. Hello, Chuck.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
I wanted to ask you guys something, you know, about the 3-point shot. Because I had read a comment by Adam Silver about that this morning. But now, when they had implemented the 3-point shot, the 1980 season, now, how do you guys think the offense was going before that, without the 3-point shot prior to that?
What do you mean? It was basically a big man, low post, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar type of basketball league.
Sky hook.
Yeah, you know.
It was get the ball inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, always had shooters. Like,
right.
Bob Cousy, whatever.
How was Bob Cousy his rookie year? Did he look good? Or
probably more of a mid-range game.
Larry Bird, whatever. But what bothers me is the over-reliance on it, because if you're not hitting them, then you end up being in trouble. And the Celtics of late have to go to the contested twos, and they're not that great at that. So I don't know. But what's summarize your thought for me, Chuck?
Well, I heard that Bob Cousy had said, was it last year or around about that, he said that the Celtics shouldn't use that as a first option. It should be a weapon, but not as a first option.
Well, too late for that. Like, yeah. I mean, that's Joe Mazzulla's philosophy. Wiggy says he's the best coach in the NBA. And so I don't think they're going away.
Yeah, but that's kind of like with the new NBA is, when you think about it, how many teams are built where their game is to win in the low post? I mean, there are big men out there, so I wouldn't say, you know, like built on big men.
They're not built that way, but you could have adjusted your game when you got Porzingis.
The reason why he's the unicorn is because of his ability to knock down 3-pointers. So, like, when you think about, you get a guy like that, the whole thing in the NBA now is about spacing and opening the floor up, and the way you do that is you want to have guys that can knock down threes. And when you start to see the way the game has evolved over the years.
Yeah. I don't agree the discussion started because there is a news report or there was some speculation that the NBA is going to look at the over-reliance on the 3-pointer and how they can if it's affecting the overall game, what they can do about that. But I'm not. Like,
but why do you think more?
Like, you don't, because guys are successful in shooting the ball from 3 points, and it's in, and it's in a, from the 3-point line, it's an advantage. You don't take that away, because,
like, you know how you get better ratings in the regular season, no matter whether there's threes or not. You decrease the number of playoff teams, and you not it's you know what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. the reason fans aren't interested in the regular season is because by and large the best players aren't.
Yeah, because it's a stupid playing game too. That's stupid. Like, you know,
right,
10
you
teams.
Now have the entire league outside of what, six that aren't eligible to get into the playoffs at the conclusion of the regular season. That's no way to run a business. But they keep missing the forest for the trees because they're saying that we get extra money from TNT, NBC, and ESPN if we have more playoff games.
Right.
But just like in baseball, where the one-game playoff was the freaking balls, they made it a three-game play-in because they wanted to get the two extra games when negotiating a new TV deal.
And this is a reaction to the ratings, you believe, right?
Of course.
Which have continued 20%. To drop precipitously mm-hmm. for the NBA.
Right. And the thing that, and the reason why is because, and my way of fixing it, it might have been off the wall, but it takes that stupid analytics out of it. Because why do you think so many teams hawk up threes nowadays? Because
I honestly think it's because the players want to shoot them, and because the players run the league.
The reason the ratings have dropped.
I'm not talking about the ratings, but in general. Let me get this out. It's because these guys are focused only on offense. Nobody plays any defense because mm-hmm. it's not
flashy.
You know, flashy. Mm. And so people find the game boring. If the game is only offense and it's only three-pointers, people find that boring.
But the other reason that this is an issue, just like in baseball, the best players are seeing their contracts only rise. And they're being told they need to change for the health of the game when the game is the one giving them $600 million for a 6-year deal. So if you're LeBron James or Steph Curry or Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, why do you need to change anything?
The reason why is because of the stupid analytics part that was brought into this, where people will say if the three-pointer is more valuable than the two-pointer, so the more three-pointers you take, even if you have a better field goal percentage and two-pointers, the more three-pointers you take will give you a better chance of winning the basketball game. So that's why I know it was a crazy theory, but if you and I know you don't want to really eliminate the three-point line.
Well, you could.
But if you eliminated the three-point line, then there's no analytics where teams go, hey, they could shoot 50% from the field, and we shoot 35% from three-point line, and we win based on analytics.
That would be one fix, would be just eliminating the three entirely. Right. Every bucket is worth 2 points. Doesn't matter where you shoot it from. Right. And, I mean, I guess that would be.
Because that's the Atlantic's analytics part of it, Greg. It's even now in football, right?
What about golden shooter? Only one guy is allowed to shoot threes throughout the entire game. I would go with Pete Pritch.
But, Greg, just in all sincerity.
I kind of like that. And you can pick a different one for each game.
Yeah, you could select who your golden shooter is going into the game.
If this ratings decrease is with sports betting now everywhere, which everybody thought was going to be this shot of adrenaline into each of these leagues' TV ratings.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good.
This is Ed from my adopted home continent of Maine. What's up, Ed?
How are you, folks? Great show as usual. I've got the solution. All they need to do is get the soccer parents involved. And then have no points, and everyone gets a trophy.
That's a good fix.
That is
I guess.
A good fix.
That's a good fix.
But I and they're not going to obviously do away with the 3-point line. So I think this is just going to be something because that's just the way it is. They'll say, "Hey, if we shoot this percentage from the 3-point line, because threes are worth more than twos." It's going to give us a better chance of win, and that's how the analytics play into the games nowadays. Until there's a way, unless they make it, and I saw some of this before, but, you know, like the alley-oop being worth more.
Oh.
But how do you get the game back if you're not going to eliminate the three-point line? You're still going to have it where people are just going to hawk up threes and say, it gives us a better chance to win because three is more than two.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How have we gone the whole entire show without you bringing up the speculation that T-Swift is spending nearly $2 million on an addition to her Watch Hill, Rhode Island mansion, because that is where she and Mr. Swift are going to settle family home-wise in their during their forthcoming marriage?
Well, people are taking it a step further and thinking that the renovations that are going on, which I believe is the kitchen, the porch, and some bathrooms,
are because of baby on the way?
Are because of hosting a wedding on the property.
Really?
Mm. And can I just say, yesterday, I got a text from the person who owned it last.
Yes.
Saying they've been in need of renovations for 22 to 23 years, and that they think it may be wedding related.
Yeah. Mm.
Really?
That is my guess, is that they're going to get married there. And I bet it's going to happen this offseason.
They should not do it anywhere near this state because stalker.
Oh, well, I will be there that weekend.
Oh, you will?
I will be there that weekend. I will be saying, Santo, let's go stay at, what's that hotel that's right on the beach down the roadway? I just had a wedding there two summers ago. Gosh, my memory.
There's a guy who listens to this show.
Watch Hill?
Watch Hill is where it is. There's a guy who listens to this show on our Rhode Island station who owns a bar that's on the beach right there who wanted us to do a road show. So maybe we'll do like a pop-up road show on wedding weekend or something at that bar.
Oh, I would be so happy. And then like maybe some connection we could get Travis on. I don't know. I'm just manifesting.
I don't think so.
But yeah, $1.7 million, it's nothing for her.
No.
Drop in the bucket.
No.
That dude hit the lottery.
Oh, man.
Did he not?
I told you. He better slip one past the goalie. He better slip
Stop
one.
Stop saying that. But they're going to get like
they're
maybe.
Probably gonna, I would assume that she's going to make him sign a massive prenup, right?
Well, yeah, I would hope for, yeah, I think both very successful people, obviously she has more money than he does. Yeah, they'll definitely sign a prenup.
Well, she got a lot she's more money than billions. He does.
I know. So yes. I think that they'll both sign prenups.
Do you
but
think he'd be willing to?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Yes.
Why should he sign a prenup? They're in love.
I told you, slip one past the goalie and you're set for life, brother. You don't need a prenup or none of that. Just say, hey, you know what? You're always on the road. I'll take the kid.
I don't think he's going to need to slip one past the goalie. I think that they'll be able to create a family together. Like, I don't think that...
Listen, you might be right. I still... You know,
what was that bet? 500 bucks?
Yeah, by July 1st, I believe. Or June,
that they're not broken up.
That they're not broken up. Yeah. And you might be right. I just, it's,
I'll
you
take
know.
That in cash, not Venmo. Thank
All right.
you.
That Rhode, is fine.
The Rhode Island listeners on the Subaru of New England text line suggest that they hate Taylor Swift living there.
Oh, do they?
So, unlike Courtney, they can't stand that she lives in the Ocean State.
Yeah, it's the Ocean House. Thank you, 401 texter. That's the hotel. It's gorgeous.
It's not lasting long. I don't know, Travis, but I don't know. Like, you go out there and you're like, oh, I'm a massive Taylor Swift fan. Can somebody hook me up with tickets to her concert? And now all of a sudden, like, you're dating her. I don't know.
It's been over a year.
Is she going to be at the game this weekend?
Yeah, no.
What?
She going to be at the game this weekend?
Yeah, I would imagine so. She has nothing going on right now.
No. And I just think it's so cool that I have partied in the place where Courtney's best friend is getting married.
I am so jealous, Curtis. Curtis has photos in it.
I have a photo I just sent to Mitch of myself, Crazy Carl, and Jordan.
Wow.
Overlooking the wonderful, it is the highest residential point on the entire East Coast.
Jesus.
There is no place.
On the entire East Coast?
Yes. There is a, what's the thing you call at the top? When you go out,
Widow's Walk
on the top, that is like 30 stories in the air. It is wild. Wow. It is already on a cliff.
Do you know why they call it a Widow's Walk?
Yeah, because women, wives would go up there to wait for their fishermen husbands to come back.
Where did it start?
Nantucket.
Yes.
I thought it was because guys went up there and then, you know, after the woman has been driving them crazy, jumped off to their death.
Oh my God.
Talk about morbid.
Oh, there it is. There's me. Look at that. I don't know what year that was.
That would be a widower's walk, not a widow's walk.
Oh, Curtis, I remember my first beer. That's cool. Right. Cool photo.
We were drunk.
Yeah, I was getting it in.
It's so pretty, though. I mean...
Courtney hates everyone in there because don't they all got cargo shorts on?
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Look at that.
I give you a pass. Different time.
They still wear those cargo shorts.
Yeah, Curtis, you were in great shape back then.
Yeah. Well, age. Life.
That's right on the water, huh?
Age.
This industry.
Blame it on the kid.
No.
So who owned the house? The
Jordan. On the left.
Okay, I was going to say.
Jordan Benson, his dad
is. The black guy or the white guy?
Jordan's dad was the CEO of MetLife.
Okay, so that's the white dude who owned the house.
Jurgen.
What's even crazier is that, so Taylor Swift has included Jordan's family in one of her songs, which is just...
Oh, really?
Masquerade American Dynasty. There's talk... The whole song goes through the history of that house.
I don't think that's that family.
That song's about
a woman who... Is that Jordan's family? Have they owned it for hundreds of years?
No. At the end of the song, it goes through the people that owned it from her until Taylor got it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if Jordan likes that.
You're saying at the end of the... I don't want to dispute you on lyrics, but I happen to... I hate saying this. I happen to like that song.
Yeah.
It's about a woman, like a wealthy oil guy who bought that home in the 20s.
Yes.
Okay, but that's not that family.
No.
But what does it say at the end of the song?
I'm trying to find the exact lyric because so I don't want to.
She just shouts out everybody who lived there from the time of that woman.
Okay, so 50 years is a long time. Holiday house sat quietly on the beach. So this is after she sells it. Free of women with madness, their men in bad habits, and then it was bought by me.
Right. But that's not.
I don't know why this is happening.
That's okay.
Yeah. So where did she say?
I don't want to correct you on lyrics, but that has nothing to do with Jordan's family.
Curtis.
Might.
Yeah, thank you. Curtis and I have talked about this before, actually.
Oh, so it's subliminal lyrics. It doesn't actually mention them by name.
No. Yes.
You got to know the backstory of Curtis's friend, Jordan, to know if it's about them.
All right, we got to take a break. Unfortunately, I'm really enjoying this conversation.
Hey, you brought it up.
We will be right back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.